everyone, it is still summer, but many of you teachers are going to be coming back into the classroom soon if you're not already there. Here in Arizona, the K-12 system is already in action. I was fortunate enough to have a summer break and to be able to completely disengage from work, so that's why you have not had any podcasts at all coming at you from us. But I am back now, and there is a lot going on. So I am your host, Jeanette Schaefer, and this is the Innovative Teaching Podcast. The whole goal is to get you thinking outside the box when it comes to teaching and learning. Now, I know you don't need much of that right now because with the coronavirus still happening, many teachers around the world having to teach online in a different environment than what they're typically used to, there is innovation happening everywhere. I know at our college, we are working hard to try to come up with ideas. Our institution has decided to mainly focus on live online sessions. So what that means is instead of meeting in the classroom face-to-face, we're going to be meeting face-to-face in the online virtual environment. So basically, it's a webinar or a live broadcast that or a conferencing tool that we're going to be using and teaching in a typical class period, just online instead of face-to-face. I will give you some more on that later, but we have something a lot more important to cover, and this will apply to teachers around the world, and even if you're not a teacher, you may still need this tool. So this is actually a tourist advertisement coming out of Iceland. So it is inspired by Iceland, and they quote that screaming is therapeutic for many, many people. So what they're doing, they're promoting Iceland, keep that in mind, but if you go to this website, looks like you need iceland.com, you are able to record your scream and they will release your scream to the wild of Iceland. When you get to the webpage, it's got a beautiful landscape video and there's this yellow speaker box sitting out on the edge of the shoreline. In the middle of the image is a yellow button that says tap to scream. This is actually live. So when you go to the website and if you're not paying attention and you hear a scream all of a sudden, you're actually hearing screams live that people are releasing into the wild of Iceland. There is a faint speaker icon top left-hand corner so you can pause it while you do your own scream. And you just push the button and you can scream. On the website, it says you've been through a lot this year and it looks like you need the perfect place to let your frustrations out. Somewhere big, vast, and untouched. It looks like you need Iceland. Record your scream and we'll release it in Iceland's beautiful wide open spaces. And when you're ready, come let it out for real. You'll feel better, we promise. So you can scroll down and there are a couple. I'm going to try to record one real quick just so you can hear. Hopefully the mic will not make too much noise as I transfer it over to the computer. And this is one that I kind of liked, but I'll play it for you. So listen. So that was a very nice scream. It had a little of a Tarzan effect there. I like that one. But there are many, many different screams. Ah! Oh, okay. Obviously, I did not have the sound. The sound clicked on, and that woman has a lot to release. Wow. Okay, so you get an example of what people are doing. You get to hear it in real live time. So that website again is lookslikeyouneediceland.com. So go there and let out your screams. Now, a lot of the other information coming up will be for my South Mountain Community College faculty. They're not back yet. They've got almost two more weeks of summer vacation, but many of them are working hard already and they already need ideas for their live online instruction courses. So we're going to get that rolling. This week, matter of fact, today, I just sent out information we created, I say we, Maricopa Community College, as many of the CTLs across our district, we got 10 colleges, collaborated and created an engaging practices for live online instruction. It is a course that contains information, first of all, how to do the live online instruction, the tools that we have in Maricopa that are available, and some of those tools many of the other teachers are using. It's everything from Canvas to Google Hangouts to WebEx and Zoom. So those are all tools. Maricopa, as teachers, we know you have a plan A, plan B, plan C. Well, plan A is to use WebEx because that's what's being provided by the district. But when that doesn't quite work out, you've got the Canvas tool, you've got Google tool, you've got the Zoom tool. So there's always backup tools. And then also in this course, we've created a Canvas course shell. So faculty, you can load that template into your course and already have a nice, beautifully Quality Matter supported template where you can just start plugging in your content. So if you want to speed the process up and have some structure to your course, please feel free to go into that Engaging Practices for Live Online Instruction Canvas course, and you can get the file, the package file that you import into Canvas. Now, if you already have stuff in Canvas, you may want to think about if you really want to pull that in, or you may want to import it in a different way. So have that conversation with your CTL if you're not quite sure. We also created a template. So I went in, and this was the OLC's checklist for live online instruction. I took their checklist and adapted it and modified it to meet our needs at South Mountain Community College. So that is available to you. And then I went into sessionslab.com. If any of you are familiar with Sessions Lab, they have some planning templates in there for many different types of workshops and training, design sessions, things that you would do for professional development. So I found a template for webinar and I adapted that for our live online instructional session. So you have a planning template that you can use to plan for those live sessions with your students. Many, many good resources, so make sure you get in to that course. It goes through all of the technology and the things that you need in order to get your course up and going. Next we have, so the district's been working hard on this one. We have a wonderful adjunct faculty department at the, I say department, it's a group of people working together to focus specifically on adjuncts. They've done an outstanding job of pulling together a quick start for new adjuncts. So if you're brand new or fairly new, there's a lot of good information to help you get up and started as an adjunct in Maricopa. Be sure to check that out. A lot of that information is what we used to do as an adjunct day in person, but that has went virtual this year. So we're really, really glad to have that resource to help get you all started. Now, for those of you in Maricopa or at South Mountain, you know that we have a Preparing to Teach online course. The difference between the Preparing to Teach online course and the Engaging Practices for Live Online Instruction is that the Engaging Practices for Live Online Instruction focuses specifically on those live online classes that you're going to be holding in WebEx. It's literally a step-by-step guide and plan and the instruction and the tools and resources you need to get up and going. So if you have one of those classes and you're a little unsure of how you're going to approach it, how to do it, anything, please go in and start working through that course. We do have appointments scheduled. So if you want to do a practice run with one of the CTL people as your audience, please feel free to do that. I know even with podcasts, I don't know how many times with this podcast I'll mess up. I'll record it once, and sometimes I'll record it two or three times. And by the second or third time, it's pretty, you know, it's better than the first take. So live online instructions the same way. If you have, If you've never done it and you just want to get in and see how the WebEx tools work, that is a good practice session. It's easier to work through all of the technology challenges with us instead of a classroom full of 20 some students. In addition, if there's a new technique that you want to try on the online environment, there are different engagement strategies that you can use. For instance, one's just breakout rooms. So another thing is, how do you transition to the breakout rooms? What do you do after the students are in the breakout rooms? And then how do you bring them all back together in the main room? So those are all things that you can practice in a safe environment with just yourself and one of us. So please take advantage of that. And if there's not an appointment time that meets your needs, reach out to us, because we always say, you know, we've got specific hours that we work, but we're also open for appointments. We can always flex our time to work with your time. We just can't work 24 hours every day. So we just, you know, we just flex our time based on when you need us. Okay, next up is our Disability Resource Department has made a wonderful checklist. And this is a checklist for you to just communicate how you're teaching your course this semester so that the Disability Resource Office can better assist the students that will be in your class. So if you have a chance, look for that form. It's coming out soon. They haven't emailed it out yet, so this is a heads up, a little sneak peek. But it's intended for them to be able to help the students that are going to be in your class. So take time and send out that information. Now, the other thing that I've been exploring, I'm really excited about, but also when I think of it from a teacher or faculty perspective, I get overwhelmed. But with the live online instruction, it's another whole environment that we have not spent much time in as far as teaching. We've spent a lot of time meeting, but not so much teaching in that environment. Well, there's so many possibilities. It's exciting and it's overwhelming. So the other thing I've been working on just in the week and a half I've been back is I'm looking at the OERs and the simulations. So I found a resource list of OER and simulations that are better suited for that type of environment. I found the list, that's all I've had time to do. I haven't dug into that. In addition to that, I found a wonderful website that has games for live instruction. So it's different types of games and games that people have created to play in that environment. It was even a competition. They identified several winners. Once again, I know of the website, I just had not dug into it yet. I'm excited to do that, but it's taken time, as you can imagine. That is up for this week's update. There is a lot of information coming at us. I know this is not the so exciting stuff, is we do have training we need to take before we come back onto campus. We are slowly transitioning everyone back onto campus. Students will be off campus the whole semester, which I imagine with faculty, we'll probably remain mostly off campus too. I only say that because teaching online takes so much time. It's a lot of one-on-one time with students. I love the one-on-one time because I really get to know my students better. It just takes more time. So when you start thinking about, okay, am I going to take that hour commute to campus? Well, in that hour, I could help two students. So just think about that, look at that. I know every department's different, so you'll want to stay in communication with your departments and division chairs, because ultimately they will let us know where we need to be and what we need to be doing. Pay attention to your emails. There's a lot of other stuff, just like the copy center information came out on that. That was too much to include into a podcast. So look for that email. They have a whole document. It's wonderful. Print it off and you can get the information that you need. For the next week, please get your classes ready. And if you need any help at all, look at those resources. They are awesome. People worked hard over the summer to make your job easier. So please take advantage of that. Don't look at it as, oh, this is just one more thing to do. It's one more thing you're going to be glad that you did, because it's going to help you out in the long run. As you work through your course design and start thinking about how you're going to deliver your classes and design your learning activities, please, please, please share those wonderful ideas that you're coming up with. Let us know what's working and what is challenging. Okay, that is it for today. I will put some of those resources to let your scream out at Iceland. I will put that in the show notes so you can go in there right away. Because if you're not ready to scream yet, you're going to be, I think. Anyways, I think I'm about ready to scream every week. I'm okay once a week gets going, but at the beginning of the week, it's like, oh, this is a lot. But we'll make it through, I promise. Okay, you guys have a wonderful week, and I will chat with you next week. Bye.